This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice, featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're visiting with Peter Wilhelmson, a naturopathic doctor certified in nutrition, functional, and anti-aging medicine, who was educated in both the U.S. and Sweden. He is the co-founder of the Clinical Nutritionists Association, as well as the Swedish Nutritional Medicine Journal. And coming to us today from Sweden, thanks so much, Mr. Wilhelmson, for joining us here today.
Oh, it's great to be with you. We have a wonderful sunny day here in Sweden.
Hey, that sounds pretty lovely to me, and I really do appreciate your taking time to be with us here today, especially on a beautiful day, and coming to us from Sweden as well. Now, for starters, when we talk about brain health, Alzheimer's immediately comes to mind, but I think of Alzheimer's as a genetic disease. Can we really do something about it?
Yes, definitely. There's only about 1 to 2% of the Alzheimer's cases that has a very, very strong genetic component where there's mutations, and that's mainly the ones who start getting symptoms and digress quickly in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. Usually it's progressive for 20, 30 years, and people start getting symptoms in their 60s, and it progresses from there. So actually, there are genetic variations, which we call SNPs, or we can call them dirty genes, but they can be washed, or they can be affected by lifestyle, nutrition, and other things. So there's been studies proving that you can actually stop and reverse the slow progression of Alzheimer's. It's harder when it's the quick mutation, but that's only 1 to 2%.
Yeah, another question for you. Why are there not any real effective treatments that can cure or greatly improve Alzheimer's?
Well, they've been pursuing, in terms of pharmaceutical research the last 30 to 40 years, they saw that there's a buildup in the majority of the Alzheimer's patients of these toxins called tau tangles and amyloid plaques. So there's buildup of plaques. So they've been pursuing drug routes to try to eliminate the plaques. And they've actually applied for between 260 and 300 drug trials. But actually, there's only been a couple of the pharmaceuticals that have been approved, and mainly they've slowed a little bit the progression, or they've slowed some symptoms, but actually they've been targeted for the end products, not the causes of Alzheimer's. There's many causes, and each person has often a combination of 10 or 15, 20 out of 50 causes. So what this is, the side effect or the effect of a progression of toxins and degradation of brain tissue and nerve supply and blood supply. So they've been basically trying to find drugs to treat the effects instead of addressing the causes, and it hasn't been very successful. That's why I work with functional medicine, integrated medicine, because we really address these core groups of causes. And when you work away at improving and taking away, improving brain tissue and brain function and addressing the causes, you get much, much better results than just trying to clean out the effects of the problem.
Well, that certainly makes a lot of sense, and really do appreciate the feedback. That is most helpful. Now, can we really improve dementia with just diet and exercise? I know several people who ate well and exercised, but still ended up with dementia.
Depending on what they've done, of course, how powerful their diet and exercise program is and how specific it is and how well designed it is, it will have an effect. The effect can be anything from 5% to maybe 60%, 70%. But there's a lot of other things like toxins, like the buildup of these plaque can come from infections. It can come from toxins. It can come from injury, from concussions. And so using diet and supplements is very powerful. I have two chapters that is associated with that, or in my book, Save Your Brain Now, I address that. And I have a lot of different kinds of diets, mainly the mind diet, which is a specific type of a Mediterranean diet, and then the keto diet, but you have to have a lot of plant substances. But it basically, when you get the dementia, you're in an insulin resistant state, so you're not converting sugar to energy very well. So you're not getting enough energy, blood supply, nutrients to the brain. So supplying a diet that doesn't cause a damage to your brain and actually gives you nutrients and that helps stimulate the growth of new connections and nerve cells is very important, and also an anti-inflammatory diet, because dementia is often associated with a type of a low-grade inflammation. It's like a low-grade, your brain is on fire and it's degrading. And so you need to stop the inflammation. So things like fish oils and other things in your diet, you know, there's certain superfoods or certain important foods, but your overall diet, you need to get out the ultra processed foods, the junk foods, and you need to optimize with a lot of great plant foods and berries, and then really good fats, because your brain is 60% fat. So you can't be giving your brain junk fats, which are especially heated up vegetable oils.
Really do appreciate all the information shared so far. So helpful and so much needed as well. Today we're speaking with Dr. Peter Wilhelmsen, a naturopathic doctor certified in nutrition, functional, and anti-aging medicine, who was educated in both the U.S. and Sweden. He is the co-founder of the Clinical Nutritionist Association, as well as the Swedish Nutritional Medicine Journal, here on eHealth Radio's Brain Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question for you here. What is the connection between diabetes and brain health? And what about the connection between stress and brain health?
Yes. One of the biggest risk factors for dementia has been shown to be pre-diabetes and diabetes. Like dementia, diabetes often takes around 20 years to develop. You slowly go from insulin resistance, where you're not really taking up insulin and glucose, and you're not utilizing it for energy, and then you get more resistant, and you have a poor time using food as energy and carbs as energy, and that progresses until you have diabetes. You have corrupted proteins, you have corrupted carbs that sort of pollute your system, and that'll make your blood sugars go up and down, and then that actually also inhibits your brain from getting the nutrients and the energy it needs. So that's why dementia and Alzheimer's is called type 3 diabetes. So you're at very increased risk for Alzheimer's if you have diabetes, or pre-diabetes, which we call metabolic syndrome. And you can often, of course, address diabetes in 80 to 90% of the time if you catch it early and you use aggressive lifestyle, diet, exercise programs to stabilize your blood sugar. So whether, you know, in terms of diabetes, you want to stabilize your blood sugar. In terms of dementia, Alzheimer's risk, you also want to have a very stable blood sugar. Now it's very easy to assess that and take your own tests and so forth. And then that's a key factor, is having this stable blood sugar, so you have a stable flow of nutrients and a good utilization of nutrients in your brain. Then stress, of course, is associated because of the vagus nerve. It's a regulatory huge nervous system that affects your metabolism and affects your breathing and affects your heart rate, affects many things. And that also is a major connection between your gut and your brain. So your microbiome or your brain is affecting your gut is affecting your brain. Your gut is talking 90% of the time to the brain, and the brain is talking 10% to the gut. So, and when you sleep, you have really good sleep. You're basically, the brain is detoxing. So you're getting rid of built up plaque and built up toxins in the brain with a good night's sleep. And when you're stressing, you're adding more of these toxins for your brain. So you want to have a good stress reduction and happy and joyful lifestyle, and you want to get really good sleep.
It certainly is proven that sleep can better our health, and you're supporting that thought and what we've heard by mentioning that yourself. So thanks for that. What are the best superfoods to help brain function?
Well, we have a lot of them. So the main thing is you get the basic healthy plant-based diet in there, where you have a lot of diversity. You're eating a lot of different things. The healthy populations that don't have much problems with Alzheimer's and brain health, they eat between 35 and 45 different things every day, a big variety. And in the West, we often only eat maybe 10 or 15 things, and we eat maybe the same breakfast, the same lunch, and we don't get enough variety. Now, besides that foundation, you would want to eat more walnuts. You want to cook and eat coconut oil. Like, you can have it on, you want to be gluten-free. Most of the time, it's better to be gluten-free. You want to eat the super oils, and that's from sardines, the omega-3s from sardines and anchovies, because they have less chemicals, less pollutants in them than the bigger fish. The bigger fish accumulate more toxins. So you want to have really clean, good fish sources, and you want to use more coconut oil. Coconut oil has been a lifesaver for many people with declining brain fog or cognitive problems or dementia. So several tablespoons of coconut oil. You can even use it on like gluten-free bread or crackers. And you can, of course, cook with it. And you can use a lot of curries. Eat a lot of curries, turmeric and ginger and the curry, the different curry sauces that are made from coconut milk are wonderful, great for your brain. So eating stir-fried veggies with fish or something, or tofu, and then a lot of good curry in there, that'll be really good for your brain. And avocado has great oils for your brain. So good fats that you find in sardines, coconut oil, avocado, I would emphasize those. And then a lot of berries, a lot of different, like bilberries and blueberries and strawberries have been proven in studies to increase brain health and decrease dementia. But of course, they can't be sprayed. They have to be very clean, organic strawberries.
Well, we certainly do appreciate your spending a moment with us here today. A lot of great information and a lot of food for thought. And no pun intended. If listeners wanted to get more information on you and your practice and further conversation today, where can they find further details online?
Yes, my book is on Amazon, Save Your Brain Now. And I have a website, saveyourbrainnow.com. And there are integrative practitioners who are very well trained in this. And you can find them on ifm.org. Those are functional medicine practitioners, or Dr. Bredesen, who wrote the book, The End of Alzheimer's. He trains a lot of physicians and practitioners, and he has his website, drbredesen.com, because I'm in Sweden, so many of you cannot access me. But there's thousands of functional and integrative doctors that have been trained in powerful lifestyle, life-saving therapies. Sometimes you need to use some drugs, but in 95% of the time, you can have powerful effects with the lifestyle therapies and specific supplements. Thank you very much.
And thank you again, folks. For more details, visit SaveYourBrainNow.com. Dr. Wilhelmsen, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thanks a lot. And y'all, love your brain. Love your life and enjoy life to the fullest, okay?
And a perfect place to conclude. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Peter Wilhelmsen, a naturopathic doctor certified in nutrition, functional, and anti-aging medicine. who was educated in both the U.S. and Sweden. He is the co-founder of the Clinical Nutritionists Association, as well as the Swedish Nutritional Medicine Journal. And for all the details for today's conversation, visit SaveYourBrainNow.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.